Qualcomm juices up mid-range phones with Snapdragon 670. By Sasha Segan on August 8th in PC Magazine. The new Snapdragon 670 announced today is notable because it's going to bring some high-end features to mid-range phones like $300 to $500 devices from the likes of Oppo and Vivo. Qualcomm has a lot of chipsets. The company makes the vast majority of processors for Android phones in the U.S., and its rich, complex product line is constantly shifting and, honestly, pretty confusing. The new Snapdragon 670 announced today is notable because it's going to bring some high-end features to mid-range phones. The 670 replaces the 660, which has been very popular in $300 to $500 phones in China and India. Here in the U.S., because that price bracket tends to be pretty empty, it's best known for being the processor in the BlackBerry Key 2, $649.99 at Amazon. The new chip boosts CPU performance by 15% and GPU performance by 25% over the 660, Qualcomm says. It's also a generational change in both those areas, vaulting from a Cryo 200 series CPU to the Cryo 360 and from an Adreno 500 series GPU to the Adreno 615. The CPU has 8 cores running at 2 GHz and 6 at 1.7 GHz. The new chip's Spectra 250 ISP supports 25 megapixel single cameras and dual 16 megapixel camera setups, with multi-frame noise reduction and multi-frame super high-res image support. 4K video capture should become the order of the day in these phones, with power demands on 4K capture reduced by 30% over the 660. The 670 specs start to slam up against Qualcomm's 700-tier chips, which are mostly destined for China. But the mid-range market is so broad that there's room for the two to differentiate, says Qualcomm product manager Nitin Kumar. Where's the mid-range? Qualcomm's recent focus on its 600 and 700 tiers can seem perplexing for people who spend a lot of time in the U.S., where most Android phones use the 800 series chipsets at the high end and the 400 series chipsets at the low end. The BlackBerry Key 2 isn't exactly a bestseller. It's a matter of economics. Here in the U.S., consumers either pay on monthly credit plans or they don't have enough money or credit to do so. That creates a sort of income inequality of phones. Folks with credit flock to iPhones and Galaxy S units, which cost over $600 and have high-end processors. Folks who pay up front mostly spend under $400. That isn't the case in China and especially India, where monthly payment plans aren't popular, and the $400 to $600 bracket rules. Phones running 670 and 700 series processors can feel a lot like flagship devices, but they don't require as much saving up. There are exceptions, of course. The OnePlus 6, India's leading flagship phone by sales, uses a Snapdragon 845 and, at $510, straddles the line between mid-range and premium. But the 670 is best to be understood as another shot towards keeping Qualcomm's position in these overseas markets solid. As for Qualcomm's next flagship processor for leading U.S. phones, the 855, we expect to see that at the company's Snapdragon Summit in December.